Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Lamed Tes. We're starting near the top with Halacha Zayin and the Vilzer's Daf. It's on Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Basib Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. The Mishnah tells us Anshe Yer Gedayla Mahalchanis Kol Yer Ketana. Ve'ein Anshe Yer Ketana Mahalchanis Kol Yer Gedayla. That's a proper gersa. Adding in that word Ve'ein, this means that people of a large city could walk the entire small city, but people of a small city can't walk the entire large city. This is referring to one of two cases. The simple one is where we have two cities near each other, a large one and a small one, and they're within the same tchum. So we have two cities within 1,000 amos of each other. The residents of the large one are allowed to walk 1,000 amos to the small one, walk through the entire small one, and then walk another 1,000 amos beyond it. That's because the entire length of the whole small city is only, let's say, 100 amos. And so that's subsumed into the 2,000 amot tchum of the large city, and therefore we consider the entire small city just to be like dalet amos. It's just like one small area, and it's not even counted as part of the tchum of the large city. And that's what the Mishnah means, that Mahalchin is called Ir Katana, the residents of the large city could walk through the whole small city and even another 1,000 amas beyond it. But the residents of the small city cannot do that to the large city because they walk 1,000 amas from their city to the large one. But the large one is, let's say, 5,000 amas across. And so their 2,000 amat chum ends 1,000 amas into the large city and they can't walk anything beyond that. Now, the other understanding of this is very similar. It's just that the cities are not within chum of each other. Let's say they're 2,100 amas away from each other. And one would actually have to put down an Eruv to extend his tchum in order to access the other city. But it's the same application. Somebody from a large city puts his Eruv down 2,000 Amos, so now he's able to access the small city, since in his extended tchum of 2,000 Amos, the whole small city is subsumed into it, so he can even walk basically 2,000 Amos past that small city, but a person from a small city is not able to do that to the large city, like we explained. Now the Mishnah continues, Ketzad, and actually as we're going to see in the Gemara, we take out the word Ketzad, because it's referring to a totally separate case. Misha Yabir Gedayla, a guy is in a large city, and he places his Eruv inside the small city which is nearby, or he's a resident of the small city and he places his Eruv inside the large city which is nearby. He could walk the length of the entire city and 2,000 amas beyond it, because by placing his Eruv down in this city, he's basically making himself a resident of the city, so now he gets 2,000 amas beyond it. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says no, he only gets 2,000 amas from where his Eruv is, and the whole city is not considered like his Makam Yishuv, and therefore he only gets 2,000 amas from his Eruv. I think Mara begins explaining, Anshe Ir Gedayla Mahalchan is called Ir Katana V'chulu. Kena Masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Anshe Ir Gedayla Mahalchan is called Ir Katana, and Anshe Ir Katana, Einon Mahalchan is called Ir Gedayla. This is the way we had explained the Mishnah, that the people of the big city could walk through the whole small city and even beyond it, whereas the people of the small city cannot walk through the entire large city. And Ketzad, says the Mishnah, and here the Gemara explains, as we said it would, Latzkan Ketzad, that the proper gersa is to take out the word Ketzad. And now we continue discussing this first case, Ir Mahu Shetala Mimidas Alpayim. What about this small city? Is it counted as part of the 2,000 Amos? Which means, as we said, the whole small city is really just counted as Dalet Amos. It's just like one entity, and he could even continue walking past it. But is it considered actually Dalet Amos? Which means he's only allowed to walk 1,996 Amos past it? Or is it not counted at all whatsoever, and he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas past the small city? So Rav Chizkiya, in the name of Sima and B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Ein Ir Oyle Midas Alpayim, the city doesn't count at all as part of the 2,000 amas. However, Amar Blazer says, Ir Oyle Midas Alpayim, the city does count as part of 2,000 amas, meaning just 4 amas of it, but still does count for some of the 2,000 amas. Now we see some practical examples where this was applied. Barishain originally, Hayu B'nei Tveriyam Halchanas Kol Chamsa U'B'nei Chamsa Einin Magin El Arakipa. It used to be that all the people of Tveriya were able to walk through all the city Chamsa, because that was like a small city that was near Tveria, but the people of Chamsa were only able to walk into Tveria up until the Kippah, which was an area in the city, but they weren't able to walk around the whole Tveria because their 2,000 amas stopped at the Kippah. However, Achshav, now that more homes were added in between Tveria and Chamsa, and that caused the two cities to be connected completely, so they're all like one now. B'nei Chamsa u'b'nei Tveria ir achasi, the people of Chamsa and Tveria are all like one city. If I'm not mistaken, it was like this originally when the neighborhood of Har Nof was built on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. There was a whole discussion halachically whether it was considered part of Yerushalayim or not. It was pretty far away from the rest of Yerushalayim, but then eventually the whole Rechov Kanfei Nesharim, which is the long street that goes from the main part of Yerushalayim to Har Nof, was eventually built up with stores and homes, and so that ended up just linking the two of them, and there wasn't even a question anymore. And that's what we just saw in our Gemara. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Maisa Baraya Echad Zakein, there was a story with an elderly shepherd, Shabbah, he came of Armel Fnei Rebbe said in front of Rebbe, Zachar Ani, I remember Shahayu Bnei Migdal Oyon Lechamsa, Umahalchanas Kol Chamsa, that the people of Migdal were able to go up to the city Chamsa, and they were able to walk through the whole thing, Umagin Lechatzar Chitzon Asmucha Legesher, and they were even able to get to the outer Chatzar that was near the bridge. And because of this Eidos of this elderly shepherd, Vehita Rebbe Shu Bnei Migdal Oyon Lechamsa, Umahalchanas Kol Chamsa, Megin Lechatzar Chitzon Adagesher, Rebbe allowed the people of Migdal to go up to Chamsa, walk through the whole thing, and even get to the outer Chatzar that gets to the bridge. The Chiddush over here is that even though a shepherd is usually not trusted to give Eidos, this is Eidos about a Tchum. We said before already a couple of Mishnayos ago that we do trust even an evident of Shivcha to say Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, so a shepherd as well, we would trust to say this. Now another thing, Va'oid hit to Rebbe Shu Bnei Geder Yardin L'Chamsa Va'oid L'Geder, Rebbe allowed the people of Geder to go down to Chamsa and then come back up to Geder, but Bnei Chamsa Ein and Oyon L'Geder, the people of Chamsa weren't able to go up to Geder. Now it seems interesting because why is it the people of one city could go down to the other, but the people of the lower city can't go up to the higher one? So Amar Rav Man explains, this is totally different. It's because of the government or the ones who were running the city. The people of Geder, and really the municipality, the ones who ran it, they were extremely hostile to the people of Chamsa. And therefore, really, it's not that Rebbe was matir, it's that Rebbe was matakin, that even though halachically the people of Geder have this ability to go to Chamsa and go back to their city, he told the people of Chamsa that they can't go to Geder because there was too many hostilities between Geder and Chamsa. It was all Geder's fault, and therefore he was telling the people of Chamsa to stay away from Geder. However, Amar Rabbi Yis Rabun, he says, Lo min atama zeh, it's not because of this, el begin taninon. It's just like what we learned in our Mishnah. Anchi ir gedoyla, mahalchanas kol ir katano, ve'ein anchi ir katano, mahalchanas kol ir gedoyla. The people of the large city could walk through the whole small city, but not vice versa. And Geder was a much larger city than Chamsa, so they could go down to Chamsa and walk through the whole thing and go back home, but the people of Chamsa, who were residents of the small city, couldn't go in together and walk through the whole thing because their tchum ended at some point in together, but they couldn't go through the whole thing. Now to the last part of the Mishnah, where we have this machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. If a person from one city put his Eruv down inside the neighboring city, is he considered now to be a resident of the neighboring city? And so now he has 2,000 amas beyond the entire city, which is a Tanakama, or no, he has 2,000 amas from where he put his Eruv down, that's Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara now tells us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rav Chanina, Ma'pligin, what's machlokes in our Mishnah? B'shenosnu Eruvam Beplatya. That's where the guy put his Eruv down in the main thoroughfare of the city, in like a big open area. Is he considered a resident of the city or no? Avol Nasnoi Reuven Bebatim Afer Bekiva Maida. If they put their Eruv down inside one of the homes of the city, so even Rabbi Kiva agrees to Tanakama, then now the guy is for sure considered a resident of that city. He put his Eruv down in a home, and then he would get 2,000 ames beyond that city where his Eruv is. And we have a similar case, Lamatasso and Bez on top, Rav Ba Bered Rav Papa Bai, Haisa Ir She'irva. Let's say we have a whole city that made an Eruv together, Chatseiris and Revois, all together, made themselves like one, Venasoi Reuven Beplatya, and people from a neighboring city put their Eruv down inside an open area of the city that we just mentioned that was ma'ar of their entire city like one, like a mishanasei ruvan batim, wouldn't that be considered like placing their Eruv down inside a home? The whole issue that Rabbi Kiva has with the resident of city one putting his Eruv down in a platya of city two is because he's putting it down in a public area, so it's not considered like he's a resident of that city. But here, since city two was ma'ariv altogether and now it's just considered like one big happy family and the whole thing's like one rishus yachid, so then when residents of city one place their Eruv down even in the platya of city two, it's like putting it down in Rosh Hashanah or like in a home, and then it would make sense to say that they're considered like residents of that city and they could go 2,000 amas beyond it. Another day in Ir Shecharva, let's say this guy put his Eruv down in a neighboring city, but it was totally destroyed, which means the homes and the wall of the city were intact, it's just that nobody lived there anymore. So Blazer and Blazer says, Ma'achas kul v'chutz l'alpay mama. He could walk the entire thing and even 2,000 amas beyond it. That's because even though no one lives in the city, it's ra'ui l'dira, it could be lived in, so it's like he is a resident of the city, and he gets 2,000 amas beyond it. However, Shmuel says, Ein lo yimakim miruvay el apayamama. He only gets 2,000 amas from where his Erev is, and he's not considered like a resident of the city. However, Babar Kana quotes of Chia Barashi, who says, B'shem Rav, we have a din hanoisin miruvay bidira besahar malchus kula v'chus l'apayamama. That if a person places the Erev down in a deer or a sahar, his animal pen or enclosure, he could walk the entire thing and 2,000 amas beyond it. Now, bidira besahar, lo yimishachar rubatim adirin, isn't a deer in a sahar very similar to the city that the homes in Durin were destroyed, which again means that no one's living in it, and that's because even though no one lives in the Deir and the Sahar, like no one lives in this totally empty city, since people could live in the Deir and Sahar, that's why it's considered like one and he gets 2,000 amas beyond it, as the same should be in the city that was Charev, he should be able to get 2,000 amas beyond it. On to another din, Ir Chadasha Moided Min Abatim V'Yishana Moided Min Achayma. If we have a new city, we only measure the 2,000 amas chum from the last home, that's what it means from Min Abatim, from the homes, meaning from the last line of homes, and not from the wall of the city. That's because since it's a new city, the wall's not considered considered Bethel to the city, and therefore the city is considered to be ended by the last home, not by the wall. But an old city, then we measure it from the wall. And the question is obviously, Ezui Chadash of Ezui Yishana, what's a new city, what's an old city? If first the homes were built, then the wall, that's considered a new city. But if they first built the wall, then they built the homes inside, that's considered an old city. Zer argues, and he says, Bainzu, Yishana. That's proper Girsa. Both these situations, meaning if the wall was built first, then the homes, or the homes and then the wall, that's considered your Yishana. Ve'ezui Chadasha, what's considered a new city then, according to Abzeira? Kolsha Yubad Diyurin V'Charvai, if it did have people living in it, and then it got destroyed, meaning no one lives here anymore, that's considered Chadasha, and we're only going to be measuring from the homes. This is just like we said before, that since the city is Ra'u Ladira, it's still all considered like one area, and we'll measure 2,000 Amas from beyond it. However, since there isn't anyone actually living in it currently, the wall's not relevant at all, and that's why we only measure from the homes. And really the proper gear says to take out the following words, and we pick up from here, even if the 10th one, meaning the 10th part of a wall that was built, was done with intention of Dira, meaning the original parts of the wall that were built were not meant for Dira, in the last section of the wall he built, he changed his mind and he said, you know what, I want to live within it, so then the whole thing is considered an area that's meant for living in. And that's like what Zayr said before, that even if they had built the homes and then built a wall around it, no problem, it's still considered an Ir Yishana. And moving on to Halacha Ches, this Mishnah is really a continuation of the end of the previous one, where we have this Machlokes between the Tanakama, which is the Chamim and Rabbi Kiva, of a resident of one city places Erev down in another city. Is that whole city considered like Dalad Amis and he gets 2,000 Amis beyond it? That's the Chamim. Or, like Rabbi Kiva says, then he only gets 2,000 Amis from his Erev. So now this Mishnah picks up with that, saying, Amar Lahan Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva told them, don't you agree to me that if a person places Erev down at the entrance of a cave, that he only gets 2,000 Amas from that and should be the same thing? Then when he puts his Erev down in the neighboring city, he only gets 2,000 Amas from where his Erev is. So Amar Lahan, they respond to him, Amasai, when is that? Bizman Shein Badiyurin. That's only if there's no one living there. Avozman Shesh Badiyurin. If there's people living there, Mahalchas Kulavachutzal Alpayim Amma. He gets to walk the whole thing because considered Dalad Amas and beyond it, 2,000. For the clarification of their Machlaikas, as we explained in the Gemara above, that really Rabbi Kiva does agree that if he places Erev down in a Makam Yishav, for example, inside a home in the neighboring city, so of course he's considered to be a resident of that city. His whole argument is if it was placed down in a Palatia of the neighboring city, which is an open area that people don't live, and that's why he's bringing this case of the cave as well, where we're assuming people don't live in it, so then he only gets 2,000 Amas from his Erev, and he can't walk around the whole thing freely and 2,000 Amas beyond it. And that's why they're responding to him that if this is a place where people live or could live, so then it is considered like Dalad Amas and he gets 2,000 Amas beyond it. And Nimtza Kal B'Sechem El Gaba, it turns out they were actually more makel with an Erev placed down inside the cave as opposed to on top of it, because inside the cave people live there, so the whole thing is considered Dalad Amas and he would get 2,000 Amas beyond it, as opposed to if he puts his Erev on top of the cave, no one lives there, so he only gets 2,000 Amas from where his Erev is. Now here we have a case where Chama agreed with Bekiva Ulamayde Cha'amru regarding to a person who has to measure his 2,000 Amas. We'll explain this in a moment. We give him only 2,000 Amas. That's even if his end of his 2,000 Amas ends off in a cave or in a city, that's all he gets. And this is really just referring to a classic example of a guy walking outside of a city. He's in the wilderness. He puts down his Erev. That's where his encampment is for Shabbos, and he gets 2,000 Amas. So on Shabbos, he starts walking his 2,000 Amas, and it turns out that it ends off in the middle of a city or in the middle of a cave. That's where he has to stop. He's not allowed to walk any further because he only gets 2,000 Amas, and that's it. I think Mar tells us, so Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'Sherem Blazer, Kal hua koina shvisa b'karpeif, mina noisin eruve b'karpeif. There's more of a kula with a guy who's koina shvisa in a karpeif, meaning he was there at the beginning of Shabbos, as opposed to just placing his Erev down there. Ha koina shvisa b'karpeif, if he was koina shvisa in the karpeif, he was there at the beginning of Shabbos, ma'alchas kulei v'chutz la'alpayim amma. He could walk the entire thing, and beyond the 2,000 Amas, because the whole karpeif is considered as makam shvisa, as opposed to ha noisin eruve b'karpeif, if he just places his Erev down in the karpeif, ein loy makam eruvei alapayim amma, he only gets 2,000 Amas from where his Erev is, and that's Shitas Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah. But now Rabbi Zeir Abayi, Rabbi Zeir asks the following in Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Let's say Omar, the guy said, Tikna li shvisa b'karpeif, I want to be kind of shvisa in the karpeif, which means he wasn't actually there at the beginning of Shabbos, remaining there the entire Shabbos, like we understood in the original case. Here, he just went there at the beginning of Shabbos, made a statement, I want to be kind of shvisa here, and then went back to his original place where he was staying, and we know that's a valid way to be kind of shvisa. The question is, since he was physically there at the beginning of Shabbos, does he get to walk the entire karpeif and 2,000 Amas beyond it, or no? Is it just like putting down bread over there, and he would only get 2,000 amos from the place of his Eruv? So Mamma Ralph on the top, Amar Chanan, your brother of Hillel, Machalikas Ramey Reb Yudah, this has to do with Machalikas Ramey Reb Yudah, which we learned about earlier in the Masechta, is the Iker Eruv Bepas, or Iker Eruv Beraglov. So Ramey says, Iker Eruv Bekikar, the main type of Eruv is to put down a loaf of bread, and therefore, Benoisin Eruv Bekarpef, Ein Loi Makam Eruvai Al Paimama, if like Rabbi Kiva holds, even when he does the Iker Eruv by putting down bread in the Karpef, he only gets 2,000 amas from where his bread is. So for sure, if he didn't even do that, and he simply stood there with his feet and said, I want to be kind of Shvisa here, and then went back to his original place, of course he's only going to get 2,000 amas from there, and he's not going to be able to walk around the entire Karpev. However, Rabbi Yudah says, Iker Eruv Beraglov, the Iker Eruv is to be there with his feet. And as Rabbi Yudah had explained previously, the only reason why they were matakin that a person can make an Eruv with bread is for an usher who doesn't want to have to be there physically so he could send somebody to put his bread down. But again, the main way of making an Eruv is to actually be there physically with his feet. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yudah, Ba'aymer Tikkun Ali Shvisa B'Karpev, when the guy goes to the Karpev and he stays there at the beginning of Shabbos and he says, I want my Shvisa to be here in the Karpev, even though he goes back home right then, still Mahalchas Kula V'chutz L'Alpay Mama, then he would be able to walk the entire thing and 2,000 amas beyond it, because that's the Iker way to make an Eruv. When he just puts his bread down there, so that's not the Iker Eruv, and therefore only gets 2,000 amas from his bread. But when he's physically there at the beginning of Shabbos and he states, Tikkun Ali Shvisa, so then he gets the whole Karpev and 2,000 amas beyond it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.